Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Walter Kieschel is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The Lords of Strategy, which I encourage you folks to get. It'll help you with your perspective as a CEO. When you continue to hear me harping on becoming not less of a general manager, but just making sure that you're not only the general manager, you're also the CEO of your company. This is not optional, folks. Being the CEO of your company is not optional. If you want sustainable success, being the CEO of your company, performing those duties, is not optional. And if you'll get Walter's book, The Lords of Strategy, that it will help you. Walter, you want to give us a website?
Sure. It's just lordsofstrategy.com.
All right, lordsofstrategy.com. Check that out. You can peer into the book and see what you think. Walter, one of the things that is part of the innovation process are processes.
Right.
Tell us about how we establish processes that helps. They sort of become the track that we run on to become not just innovative, but have an innovative culture, right?
Right. Well, you need to first dispense with the idea and get your people past the idea that strategy or that innovation is a one-time thing. We're going to have periodic brainstorming sessions.
That was like out of 1930s, right?
Yes, like the 1930s, maybe the 1970s. And they found out people could come up with all these great ideas, but then they take them back to the company, and they never were put into effect or anything like that. No, what you've got to, just like as you were saying, that you've got to be CEO as well as general manager. You've got to tell your people and make sure that they understand that part of their day-to-day duties is to think about innovation. And you need to have the processes in place in the company that encourage them to do that. Maybe part of what they're evaluated on is the new ideas that they've contributed or the contributions they've made to the innovation effort. But there are also regular forums or regular means by which you can discuss new products, possible new businesses or lines of businesses. And also that part of that discussion is that people coming to you and there being discussions in the company about, hey, you know, we may need to eliminate, and these are the toughest conversations, this line of business or that one because we're no longer competitive in it. We've got resources that we're putting into it, and those could be better served in putting in a new line of business or some new product where we could have a competitive advantage because we'd be first one into that market, something like that. So we were talking about the importance of conversations with your people around innovation. So you just need to have a regular set of conversations built into what they expect to.
So part of the process would be regular innovation sessions.
Exactly. And devoting a certain amount of your time to, in almost any business meeting, to innovation.
Would another process be, okay, now that we've had our meeting, we've identified an opportunity, that part of that process would be to follow that lead, is to give that lead a little bit of resource and time to see if that will work, or maybe another would be to, if we're going to get rid of something, to start phasing that down and see if anybody notices.
Exactly so, both of those things.
You'd assign it to someone.
Precisely.
To follow through on that and to report back to your team.
You assign it to somebody or to a team or part of the team, and you also have report and check back a day.
Right.
You say, come back in 3 weeks and tell us about what you think of that.
And folks, I know that some of you are out there with three people and you're thinking, team? What team? Well, okay, maybe you're one of the teams and the other two are the other two teams. I mean, you can do this on a micro scale, you can do it on a macro scale.
You know, it's funny. People think that employees and people who work for them don't like change, and in some sense that's right. But on the other sense, if people feel like they're enlisted in an effort to do something new and to be creative and to make the business better, and they're being consulted and respected for their opinions and their work in that area, people oftentimes love that.
Well, one of the things that I think helps, and it's not semantics, folks. I think if you call it experimenting, and you're doing more experimenting and less change, I found that using the word experiment maybe works a little bit better. What do you think, Walter?
I think that's exactly right. The old joke about the only person who really likes change is a wet baby is sort of true.
Walter Keyshaw, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Lords of Strategy. LordsofStrategy.com is the website. Hey, Walter, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will do, Jim. Thanks for the invitation.
Walter Keyshaw, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Walter joined us, and we did, didn't we? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.